Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is Mary Magdalene Radio, and I'm Rachel Goodwin. And tonight joining me is Cheryl. Hello, Cheryl.
Hi, Rachel. Hi, everyone. Welcome. It's been a while since we were on, but it's good to be back. And a lot has happened we last spoke.
Yeah, a lot has happened.
Things are shifting.
Oh, yeah.
The eclipses are propelling us to deeper levels of understanding. We're clearing out emotional issues, and I'm sure that a lot of you are feeling some things. And it's certainly been a ride, like a roller coaster, from my perspective at least.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we're right in the middle of two eclipses at the moment, aren't we?
Absolutely, and it's quite invigorating. So they're gifts given to us so that we could clear all this out so that we can move forward.
I like that. I like that. It's a really positive way to put it. So it's been 4 months since we did a show. Tonight's show is called Being Held in the Midst of Radical Change. And we came up with this title for the show because, as Cheryl said, so much has been happening. There's a lot of change happening in the world. There's a lot of change happening inside ourselves. And energetically, we're going through so much transformation. Our light bodies are changing so much. It can really, literally feel like we're going to fly apart. So tonight, we've put together a show for you. Cheryl has written a really lovely meditation. And it's all about holding energies. It's all, everything in tonight's show is about holding energies so we can create that space around ourselves where we can get centered again, because it's so important when everything is just changing and we don't know what is going on around us, is to keep going back to that center. Yes.
Very important to not to allow our fears, our insecurities, and our doubts to hold us back, because I'm really a good one at that. And I could speak from experience for sure. And, you know, letting go of the old beliefs and patterns, that keep us stuck. And they're all coming to the surface now. So we need to acknowledge them, love them, release them in order to move forward. That's the best advice I could give. That's what I'm trying to do myself, at least. So.
Yeah, and that's why it's been 4 months since we had a show, because there's just been so many changes happening. I mean, for me, I live in Denmark, and I'm a British citizen, and because Britain are leaving the EU, it's left me not knowing how I'm going to get a residency to live in Denmark, because it's really quite difficult to get a residency to live in Denmark if you're a non-EU citizen. So I've been having many, many challenges over the last few months trying to find out, because there's exams I need to pass, there's time that's running out, so I've been having to study, try and find out what courses I've got to take, and I've also been quite ill, and I have, you know, two children, and there's all been things happening with them, and, you know, it's just, it has been so intense, and, you know, needless to say, I've been having to work with a lot of issues that have been coming up. I've really, really had lots of practice at trying to go back to the center and ground myself with it all. It's interesting times, I think I can say.
It is for everyone, and everyone's going through it, whether they realize it or not. You know, some people are a little more aware of it, but others are just going through these things, and they have no idea what's going on. But they're all guided. We're all guided, and this meditation today hopefully will help. So if it's okay with you, maybe we can get started on that, Rachel. What do you think?
Well, do you want to just tell us a little bit about it first?
Absolutely.
If you could tell us a little bit about it.
Absolutely. And before I start, I do want to say that parts of this meditation we're taking from a service that you did, Rachel, conducted at Chalice Hill in 2014. And when I first listened to the original meditation, I felt an immediate connection to you and to Sarah. I never heard of Sarah before I listened to that. And after I listened to it, I felt like I really needed to look into this more. So now I realized you call her Sarah and I call her Sada, because in the future now when I'm talking and I say Sada, that's who I mean. This is how she comes to me. And I was getting myself confused because I'd start to say Sada, and then I know you say Sarah, and I didn't want to get people mixed up. So from now on, I'm going to be comfortable with how she comes to me. So I will be saying Sada, okay? Now, also, okay. The energies in this meditation are really powerful. And before the service, I know you mentioned that Sada's flame is descending onto the earth plane, and those who are attracted to it are hearing the call to take it into their hearts, which is exactly what I did. And it's a new energy. It's a different energy than I've ever felt before. And through today's meditation and the use of mantras, you're going to be introduced to the use of the threefold flame for your own development, so that you can be brought into the new energies of evolution. So, as Sada mentions, I just want to say this before I forget, that through the practice of the threefold flame, we can call on all that has been before, through Jesus and Mary Magdalene, providing a foundation for work, which is to come, and to point ourselves toward the future, which is what we're aiming for right now. So this meditation... we're going to be doing today is a blend of Rachel's service and some aspects of my own that I added in. So, with that said, let's begin. Okay?
Thank you.
All right. Now, I'm going to start with a little prayer. Dear God, overlight this meditation. May it serve your will and be for the good of all. Okay. Place yourself in a comfortable position. Close your eyes and focus on the sound of my voice. Allow your body, mind, and heart to become calm and relaxed. Calm and relaxed. Feeling relaxation now filling your entire body, from the tips of your toes to the top of your head. Feel yourself breathing in calm, breathing out tension. Breathe in calm, breathe out tension. So calm, so relaxed, so centered. All tension and anxiety released. Calm and relaxed, calm and relaxed. As you feel completely centered, imagine a triangle forming with Christ's energy behind you and to your right, appearing as a shimmering, magnificent yellow hue. Now seeing Mary Magdalene's energy in the form of a soft shade of pink behind you and to your left. Now visualizing Sada's energy at the apex of the triangle, a bright, vibrant, pulsating neon green light. As it synchronizes with your heartbeat, you find yourself standing slightly behind or on the apex with Sada. Breathe in the energy. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Lady Sada's energy is her own, and also a blend of the energy she received from her parents. These three energies exist simultaneously as individual layers of light, yellow, pink, green, but are also one. This is Sada's energy as the threefold flame. Sada is the catalyst that alchemizes the energies and brings them into manifestation onto the earth plane. And now, bring your attention to your solar plexus chakra, located between the navel and solar plexus, and picture a magnificent yellow light filling your entire being with the loving light of Christ. You will use the Christ mantra to strengthen this area which is your core self, where your will, power, and assertiveness originate. This chakra helps you to be confident, strong, and powerful within your individual personality, through which your soul is expressing itself in the world. It has the will and strength to motivate you to do and say what is necessary, to stand in your own truth and stay true to that in how we act here on earth. Om Yesu Christaya Paramatmani Purusha Avataraya Namaha. Om Yesu Christaya Paramatmani Purusha Avataraya Namaha. Om Yesu Christaya Paramatmani Purusha Avataraya Namaha. Jesus Christ, World Teacher, praise the consolidation and expression of the earthly and spiritual aspects of oneself. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now turn your focus to your heart chakra and the infinite love within. This wellspring of love, warmth, compassion, and joy is located in the center of the chest and at the heart level. And you immediately notice your heart center beginning to glow with radiant pink energy as it spills over into your entire body. Feel the love in your heart center, more and more powerful with each breath you take. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Here is all the love we need to forgive, all that needs to be forgiven. The glorious wave of pink light now envelops you in pure love and radiates from you, expanding out into the universe, sending love to one and all with much gratitude. Breathe in. Breathe out. We are now calling on Mary Magdalene, in her aspect of being Sada's mother and also mother to the world, as she has worked to birth the flame into humanity. Breathe in. Breathe out. O Mata Magdalena Mata Jagadamba. O Mata Magdalena Mata Jagadamba. O Mata Magdalena Mata Jagadamba. Love to Mary, gift of God, mother of the world. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now focus your attention on your crown chakra located at the very top of your head. This chakra is associated with divine wisdom, our connection with the universe, our unity with all. And now we call on the energies of Lady Sada, who blends the Magdalene and Christ energies. Sada's energy represents the divine masculine and divine feminine coming together as one. Her energy is the energy of dynamic action, manifesting the divine energies onto the physical, bringing heaven to earth. Sada helps clear the path to our own divinity, so you can know who you are, what you are, and allows you to access all that you are. Let the sun shine in. Feel yourself taking in Sada's energy through your crown chakra. This energy represents the sacred divinity within each of us, the power of her father, the love of her mother, combined to be a power of her own. Breathe in. Breathe out. Om Shri Sadaye Narayane Namostute. Om Shri Sadaye Narayane Namostute. Om Shri Sadaye Narayane Namostute. Om and salutations to Sada, the threefold flame, to bestow upon us the highest blessings. Breathe in. Breathe out. Breathe in. Breathe out. This is Sarah's energy. It is the threefold flame which holds the energy of the Christ light, which is what Sarah represents. Jesus held the Christ flame, Mary Magdalene birthed the Magdalene flame, and Sarah holds the threefold flame of love. Two energies combine to create a perfectly balanced, harmonious energy. Feel this perfectly balanced, harmonious energy. Feel your subtle bodies, then your entire physical body. Then, via your root chakra, through to your feet, connecting to life-sustaining earth energies. Grounding, balancing, energizing every aspect of your being, raising your vibrational level exponentially. Breathe in, breathe out. Breathe in, breathe out. Live your life from this space, always opening yourself up to a higher vibrational frequency. Feel yourself dancing and merging with this vibration. Feel the happiness, lightness, oneness, and joy that emanates from this space, affecting your heart chakra, opening more and more as it fills with pure love. Breathe in. Breathe out. Now, take this feeling back with you to your awakened state, feeling energized, renewed, and refreshed. Coming from a place of oneness and connection, you know that a path to your own divinity has opened up to you, clearing the way so you can access all that you are. Now you're ready to start living your dreams with joy, love, and gratitude in mind always. You are stepping into your own truth and know that you could now walk your path with confidence and courage as you connect to the greater good in service to all that is, guided by unconditional love. Breathe in. Breathe out. At this moment, bring your awareness to your body and physical environment. As you open your eyes, you realize that you could now go and shine your light so bright, fearing not of the fright, knowing all is well, all is well, all is well. So let it be said, so let it be with every breath you take. I received some inspirational words in reference to this meditation, so at this point I'd like to read them. This is the time for all to cheer, for the veil has lifted all through the tears, T-I-E-R-S. It is time to go out and shine so bright, to raise all of those who are consumed in fright. Go out and shine your loving lights, for now you know who stands with you, dear knights. That's knights with a K. So that's it.
Wow, thank you. That feels really good. Really,
you know,
good.
We're all so supported. We're so supported. Everything is okay. As much as we're going through these challenges, you know, we are just where we're meant to be, and we're going through everything we're supposed to go through. I know that sounds like a cliche, but it's amazing how supported we are. And if only we were always aware of this, you know. I mean, I know, but yet I doubt at certain times, you know, I feel alone certain times, but yet look who stands with us, you know. It's we just have to stay open to that. Stay aware of that. It's just so beautiful. Everything is beautiful. Everything that's going on, as much as it, there are all these things going on in the world, it's all moving. We're all moving forward. We're all in a process and evolution. It's just amazing.
So I'm just going to tune into Sarah now and just see if she has any message for us and any words. So I'll just go quiet for a moment, and then when I start speaking again, I'll channel a message from Sarah. Welcome all, I am Sarah. I am stepping forward at this time. I have an important role to play. My energy, my hands, my fingers are in many things at this time. Some of you can feel me with you. With some of you, you have already asked me to walk by your side. Know that my energies can blend very well with any spirituality. I can flow and integrate with many things, whatever are your current practices. If you feel the desire, the wish to work more closely with you, you can invite me in and around you, whatever your current spiritual practice is, and I can be there and add another flavor. One of my gifts is to ground humanity down into the new earth energies, helping them find the third way, helping them be all that they are. I can help you clear the soul, the path to your soul, so that that connection is deep within you and can be much easier for you to find. I am grounding. I am also uplifting. I am also centering. My energy is that of integration. And I can give you my blessing to help you clear this path to your soul. Imagine your energy body is opening up now, if this feels right to you. And simply breathe my energy in to the center of your very being, right to the center of your soul. You can see this energy is a green energy, or pink, or in some other way. It is life force energy. You can breathe it into the center of your cells right now. I am Sarah, and these are my words for you today. All is well. All is well. All is well. Blessed be. Amen.
So Sarah's talking to end about that meditation.
Yeah, she's talking about something there that I've worked with a lot when I'm doing chanting. And I've found that it's really different chants, and we're calling on different energies. I found it a really powerful thing to call on Sarah and to bring her around me while I'm doing the chanting, and she brings an extra element to it, and it's very connected with this third way, this us finding our way in the new earth, because the way in the new earth, it's what comes from our souls. We are the matrix, we are the plan, we are the imprint, we are the programming. It's all in our souls, everything that needs to happen to bring about the new age as we would wish to see it. It's all in us. And so she's a really great ally. She's a really great ally to call on as far as that. And I've been doing a really powerful chant to Ganesh the last month or so. It's really, really something. And she's also given me a meditation for like a holding net of light where she plants this kind of seed in us. I'm going to make those two into a meditation next week, and I'll send that out on my next newsletter. If you're not already signed up for that and you want to hear more about it, that's on www.saraye.com. That's S-A-R-A-Y-E-I.com. Yes. So I'm feeling calmer. I'm feeling heartfilled. How about you, Cheryl?
That was wonderful. Just what I needed. I know that much. It's, just to be nourished, grounded. I feel nourished, I feel grounded. You know, if we could move through our lives like this and, just allow ourselves to open up to our inner mysteries, I mean, there's just so much that can be done. It's just so wonderful. Just go within. I just, I feel like laughing. I feel like singing. I feel like dancing. And I haven't felt like that in a long time, I mean, it's all about stepping into your own truth. You know, connect to that greater good like we just did. Go out and shine. It's just wonderful.
I know we've said this on the show before, and of course, when we're saying it, we're reminding ourselves as much as anybody else, because it's actually so easy to forget to take a moment to do this when you have work to do and shopping and all the obligations that everybody has. It can be really hard to find that 5 minutes of inner peace, or to do a chant, or to. So I mean, it's so important. And when life gets busy and crazy and goes a bit mad, those are the times where you have to do it even more, not less.
You do, and I tend to forget. My own experience.
Yeah,
I just get
too.
So involved in those other things, like even going outside and breathing in the fresh air, soaking in the sun if it's out. I mean, it's very cloudy here where I am now, but pretty soon springtime is coming and flowers will be blooming, and it's like a visual of what's going on with us, inside us. So the new beginning, here it comes again. So it's just refreshing.
And just one last plug before we finish. I just want to mention that I do 30 minutes Sarah coaching sessions where we can work with people in their ascension energies if they're stuck or they just feel they need to go up to the next level. She channels messages, or I channel messages from Sarah for people and work with their energy body, and I can do that by Skype or in person if you happen to live in Denmark. otherwise, we can do a Skype session. So Cheryl and I are planning to come back a little bit more regularly now. So we should be back in March.
Be here before you know it.
The spring.
Wonderful time.
And so,
flowers will be blooming.
Is there any last word you want to say, Cheryl?
No, I just, I'm so grateful for this opportunity. I'm feeling so good, doing this with you. It's just wonderful. Thank you for the opportunity and, being introduced to Sara and her energies, it's changed my life. So I'm so grateful, so grateful. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, Cheryl. It's been lovely working with you again tonight. And thank you for that meditation. It was so lovely to hear you, your beautiful voice. And yes, Om Sri Saraye Narayani Namostute. Blessings to everybody. See you next month.
Bye-bye.